Well, we all know too often that families in the Northern Territory can often feel very isolated, especially when one of their children is facing a cancer diagnosis. But that's where Camp Quality comes in to provide much needed support and advice. Mm. And well, every year we get together, throw all rules of the radio station out the window and raise money for Camp Quality, which is what we did on Friday. And we're delighted to have the CEO of Camp Quality, Deborah Thomas, on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, Greg.
Oh, look, we had a whole lot of fun on Friday, Deborah.
It sounds like an incredible day, beginning at the Kalinga Park, I think it was, Kalinga Tourist Park, from what I could hear. But the generosity of your listeners is just extraordinary, and I just want to say the biggest thank you to every one of them who contributed to this amazing fundraising event. It's mind-blowing.
Well, we're still counting the money at the moment, actually, aren't we, Deborah? Because so much came through.
Exactly. I know it's north of 38,000, and I think quite a bit. We're still counting the money. The question mark is over the money in the wheelie bin.
That we had to push around.
Yeah, we're getting a few of the drinkers Friday afternoon down the local strip, Mitchell Street here.
Yeah.
The picture of wheelie bins full of money is really quite mind-blowing as well. So security guards needed to be around for those, so that's just taken a little bit longer. But certainly an extraordinary effort, and I think we're certainly going to be starting the number with a four.
Oh, well, yeah, let's hope so. But Deborah, with the money that we have managed to raise, how will that impact Territory families with Camp Quality?
Well, we work out of the Territory, of course, and most of our children in the territories that require hospitalisation are usually taken to South Australia or to Queensland for oncology treatments. So we do have our children there. We also run our camps in the Northern Territory, and also, again, some of the kids that are closer to the border of Queensland would be likely to go into the Queensland camp. But fun days, family fun days, are very much a part of what we do. And also our primary school education program, where we go into schools to help pave the way for a child to return. Because one of the things that can happen, obviously a child's lost their hair, or they may have had lost a limb, or they've still got tubes and so on when they go back to school, is inadvertent bullying. So the idea of going in and teaching the children that we're all the same on the inside, even though there may be things on the outside, and helping that child adjust to the school, helping the children by answering their questions, is really a big part of what we do. So certainly one of the things I'm going to be saying to our head of programs is, when is the Family Fun Day in the Northern Territory? I think it should be very, very soon.
Yes.
Oh, we'd love to hear that.
Thank you.
These programs, though, really do give a break from the daily ups and downs of the cancer experience, and also change that cancer story by creating special moments with these children. So, you know, it's a very worthy organisation. And do you know how many families are impacted or supported by the organisation in the Northern Territory at the moment?
I haven't got exactly that number, but around 750 children are diagnosed with cancer every year. Mm. And those diagnoses can be as low as sort of a couple of months old. And could you just imagine being a parent and having your child diagnosed with cancer, and then what the family goes through? Because obviously it affects many other relatives and obviously the rest of the family. And we had one family who were not from the Northern Territory recently, and they had four children under eight, and the youngest has one had cancer, and we were able to provide a retreat for them. So I can't say exactly how many families are undergoing treatment at the moment in the Territory, but let me just say that any family with a child 0 to 13 diagnosed with cancer is absolutely able to access our services in the Northern Territory. Everything is for free, and is there anybody listening who didn't know about our services, please contact us and we will be there to do exactly what we can do best for that family at this time, straight away.
That's so reassuring.
It sure is. And fundraising efforts have been difficult for many organisations like Camp Quality this year, and it's been great to help out this year.
Absolutely, because 65% of our funds comes from face-to-face events, and we haven't been able to hold those. Mm. And what we've still got a lot of our services running, even through COVID. In the hospitals, we have child life therapists, and the child life therapists are amazing. What they do is they help these young children understand the treatment so that they don't have to be sedated, and the anxiety and the stress is reduced for kids. Because you can imagine, again, a little one going through an MRI. In fact, we've got Lego MRIs. Lego built them for us so that children can sort of see it as play, in inverted commas. And, you know, we need you to be a statue in the MRI, those sorts of things. Mm. So those services, we've got online services. We've just started in hospitals with one-on-one play dates with our puppets. So it's a real-time play date for any child in isolation in hospital, and they're available, you know, nationally. Everything we do is on a national basis. So, as I say, in Northern Territory, they just have to get on, register with Camp Quality, and we're able to help them. But a family fun day, and we do our camps up there as well. And we've got camps for children diagnosed with cancer, but we also have a program that we call KIC, which is kids impacted by a carer's cancer. So again, a child 0 to, I'll say 15, because we do go up if it's appropriate for the child and their siblings. And those camps are run to give parents a break, knowing that their kids are on a safe camp and having fun with other kids, because cancer, even with parents, of course, is a really difficult thing for the family. And certainly, I wouldn't say breaks the family up, but obviously there's a lot of sort of issues where parents are both at the hospital, the kids are panicking or concerned about what's going on, etc. So those programs are also available. But I really want to mention a couple of people. One is Peter Hendry, I think, who is with you on Friday. But our volunteers, he's one of our volunteers, and our volunteers are mainly medical staff, or a lot of medical staff. So when the kids go on the camps, and there's a high ratio of adults to children, which we have to do, obviously, as part of our governance compliance. But those volunteers, and we have about 1,200 of them, are just amazing at supporting the kids and families. And the families then know that they have this medical support whilst they're on the camp, so that they can relax a little bit about the fact that, you know, if their child needs some help, that help is available. Mm.
Well, it was our absolute pleasure to support Camp Quality as part of our annual fundraiser. And, close to $40,000. We will get that tally, hopefully, when security delivers those bids to the bank. But I tell you what, Deborah Thomas, again, thank you for your time this morning.
Ali and Greg, thank you so much for your time. And once again, thank you so much to your radio stations and all of the people of Darwin. We are so grateful. And as I said, we are there for you and the Northern Territory in any way we can help. And we plan to really expand our services up there as best we can. And this is going to be a great help towards us doing that. Thank you.
That's really pleasing to
thanks,
hear.
Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you. CEO there of Camp Quality, Deborah Thomas.